Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever noticed that when someone gets older, starts moving slower, losing strength, we tend to say they're just getting old and leave it at that? But what if that isn't fate? What if it's a fire that has been smoldering inside the body for decades? What I am writing about here is a Japanese startup called Human Life Cord, led by its president, Harada Masamichi. He has fundamentally redefined how we think about sarcopenia. Sarcopenia, for context, wasn't formally classified as a disease in the International Classification of Diseases until 2016, meaning it only recently became something medicine is expected to treat. And when it comes to its root cause, Harada's answer is chronic inflammation, what researchers call inflammaging. What I find most compelling is their approach. When a baby is born, the roughly 50 centimeters of umbilical cord that remains has, for the most part, simply been discarded as medical waste. But the mesenchymal stromal cells inside that cord are among the youngest cells in the human body. They can calm inflammation and regulate immune response. Through a serum-free, standardized manufacturing process developed in collaboration with the University of Tokyo, a single umbilical cord can be processed into preparation sufficient for hundreds, even thousands of recipients. The real obstacle, though, turns out not to be the science. It's the regulatory framework. For a long time, umbilical cords were legally managed as biological waste, and it took sustained lobbying efforts before Tokyo finally eased those restrictions in 2019. Think about what that means. No matter how advanced the technology, if your raw material is still classified as garbage, nothing can move forward. Harada's goal is to bring the first product to market within 4 years. The question I want to leave you with is this: when aging is disaggregated into a mechanism we can actually identify and target, does it stop being fate and start being something we can intervene in?